many more things I could say, but I'll sum up. So yeah, I was thinking back over my own history in chapters, and so I've been in chapters, as Maitreya said, most of the 37 years I've been in the order, 4 years not in a formal chapter when I first went back to the LBC, and then a couple of years when I was travelling. And I think I've been very, very fortunate, actually, in my chapter life. Excuse me, I've got my summing up notes somewhere else. I think I've been very, very fortunate. I think, you know, not that there have been not been difficulties or misunderstandings or conflict, but I've always stayed in the chapter. I've never left a chapter. A chapter I've been has never sort of dissolved out of the disharmony being so bad that we couldn't continue. So I think that's very, very positive. I think what I value, I do value continuity, I realise, kind of looking back. And I've had quite a lot of continuity. And I wondered, well, why do I value continuity? And what is continuity? And I guess you do need a certain number of people together for a certain length of time in order for something to kind of happen. And I suppose what that is to really get to know people deeply enough to build trust, to be able to really deeply share yourself. And if there's too much coming and going, you know, that gets more difficult. So, yes, I think I've had quite a lot of continuity, and I value continuity for that reason. And I think, you know, that's helped me develop understanding of other people, empathy, friendship, and also, given the situation I'm in, a sense of momentum. And also a situation in which you can deal with disharmony if it arises, I think. If you kind of, you know, you've been together for a while and you know each other, and those kind of things are going to arise, aren't they, one's differences and so on. So I think one can sort of deal with disharmony. I also value flexibility, interestingly enough. So it's not that I'm not against structures. In some ways I can be quite a structured person, but I do like to be able to sort of review everything and throw everything up in the air. And I would like in those situations to try and meet everybody's needs, and I know that's just kind of not easy, because if you just come together with a bunch of people, and because they're order members, and you know, some people really value structure and find that very, very important, and you know, feel a bit uncomfortable if they don't know what they're doing, and other people feel a bit, you know, hemmed in and limited if they know what they're doing. So I think I value flexibility, but I also like a little bit of structure. Just recently, about 6 months ago, I moved into a community, and I was thinking, my little ad hoc non-chapter was kind of, somebody left, so we were down to three, and then, it, you know, somebody else was busy, so it just naturally emerged that it was harder for us to find an evening to meet together. And I was thinking, oh, it would be nice to join a chapter, but I think about these things for a very long time these days. I've been impulsive in the past. And I moved into a community, and I thought, some people in this house in a chapter, that would be quite nice, nice people. And I quite wanted to be in a chapter with people I lived with, some people I lived with. So again, I'd have continuity. I live with 11 other people, so it's quite a big shift from living with one other person. And I don't quite know how it happened, but I got invited to their chapter meeting. I think they wanted to use my room, and they said, why didn't I come? And I said, I can't, because, you know, I'm not in your chapter. I said, well, when do you come, you know? So I realised they'd quite like me to join the chapter, and I was happy with that. So I'm now in a chapter of eight of us. So four of us in the community and four people from outside the community. So, you know, quite a mixture. Several of them are here. And I've been in it for 6 months, and I'm really, really, really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying being back in that kind of situation. And we're not terribly structured. We do the refuges and precepts, and we finish with the transference of merit. And we do a little 2-minute reporting in. And then mainly I think we see what happens, what emerges out of that. I mean, sometimes we study something. Sometimes, yeah, there's confession. Sometimes there's confiding, and it goes quite deep. And sometimes it's a bit boring. I have been bored on one or two occasions. But that's my responsibility, to kind of think, oh, I'm a bit bored with this. You know, what can I do to kind of engage more deeply? But yeah, I'm really, really enjoying being back in a chapter, in a spiritual workshop, engaging with my sisters in the order, and as a microcosm of the macrocosm. I'm going to stop there. Doesn't really have an end.